One of the most important American military bases in the world sits on a British territory, an island in the middle of the Indian Ocean called Diego Garcia. The United States only moved in after the British government forced thousands of local people to leave against their will. For more than 40 years, islanders have been fighting to return, and now it seems they might have a real chance. NPR's Ari Shapiro has the story.
On the Chagos Islands, families trained their dogs to catch fish for the village. Luis Clifford Volfrin lived on the largest island, Diego Garcia, until he was 10. He only speaks the local language, Chagosian Patois. Our dog would never catch small fish, he says, only the big ones. He would catch two and bring one for us. In the 1970s, British officials told U.S. troops to round up the dogs. The Chagosian dogs were gassed to death. The Chagosian people were then shipped more than 1,000 miles away to Mauritius, where they lived in abject poverty. This was all to make way for an American military base. Jeremy Corbyn is a member of British Parliament who's worked on the issue for decades.
It was a secret deal done between two governments, which resulted in islanders being hoodwinked out of their homes and from their islands. And they have sought ever since their right of return.
When I've been on the island, we said, we are on our motherland.
Sabrina Jean chairs the UK Chagos Refugees Group in London.
Especially when you wake up in the morning when the elderly told to you about the singing of the bird, about the sea, the blue sea, everything. It was, for me, a paradise island.
Today it's difficult to find anyone who will defend the decision to expel the islanders. Many people who represented the British government over the last 40 years now side with the Chagosians. Take David Snoxall. He was Britain's top man in Mauritius in the early 2000s. Now he leads a group working to help the islanders return.
When I was High Commissioner Mauritius, I sympathized greatly with the Chagosians. I met them on many occasions. They did not know it, however, that I sympathized with them, and they did not know that my telegrams to London took their side.
Snoxall says he nearly got fired as a result. He believes the reason the issue has not been resolved today is simple bureaucratic inertia. No one in government can be bothered, he says. People are not defending the expulsion, even in private. In 2004, things were different. Back then, Bill Rammel, who was then Foreign Secretary, defended the decision.
They haven't lived in the islands for almost 40 years. There is nothing there, and we would be entering in to a financial commitment that would be extremely expensive.
Besides the question of cost, there were security concerns about resettlement. The U.S. warned that it could be dangerous to have local people living near the military base. But Jeremy Corbyn, the member of parliament, says that rationale doesn't make sense.
Indeed, every other U.S. base anywhere in the world, and there's an awful lot of them, does have communities living quite nearby. What's the problem here?
After 40 years, it now seems that the walls to resettlement are beginning to fall. A UN tribunal just issued a ruling that may help the Chagosians return. And an independent study commissioned by the British government suggests specific ways that resettlement could happen. We'll hear more about those opportunities, including reaction from the British and American government, tonight on All Things Considered. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, London.